Hey guys, it's Anis, and this is my first audio that is entirely about me. It's not a questionnaire somebody else created. It's not my typical content. It's just something that I'm sharing with you guys. I feel like that's perfect content to put on my own subreddit. Ooh, excuse me. And I will always probably be doing these unscripted unless I feel like it's a subject I have to tackle in a particular way. I think in the future I'm also going to just like ramble about things that I care about or know about. Anyways, I get some of my beer. So a bit of background for this story. My roommate designed a tabletop role-playing game from the ground up based on an animated series called Zoids. The premise basically being there's a bunch of war happening and people pilot organic animal mechs. So we've been playing this game bi-weekly for a while now. And a couple months ago, my roommate made a friend. I think he met her at a Magic the Gathering tournament, that he brought over to his birthday party that we were basically having in our neighbor's apartment. The second I saw her, it might have just been the fact that, like, as far as I knew, she was the only single woman at this party. I'm not gonna lie, I'd been drinking a little bit. I wasn't being, like, thirsty. I did compliment her heavily, and I meant every word. She's, like, half Greek, and she has, like, this olive complexion I love, and she had a lot of other characteristics I really like. And I basically had like asked her if she wanted to go to this cafe and get hot chocolate. And then my roommate had texted me, mentioning like, yeah, look, this chick is someone I'm trying to get with. So I backed off and I apologized to her for being so damn forward when I met her, and she was totally cool about it. She's like a really understanding person. Not long after that party, my roommate convinced her to try playing our Zoids game. So she started playing in our group. She's only really played a couple of sessions because we play bi-weekly, and there's a lot of times when we can't play when we want to, for because we have a pretty large group. After one of the sessions, we're chilling over at my place, me and my roommate and the girl, and we're gonna go get dinner. And I don't really remember the exact context for how it got to this point in the conversation, but I don't know. My roommate made a joke about, like, I'd probably love to have a girl wear a kimono and step on me. Because we had already had a conversation about like some of my sexual fantasies and stuff like that, and he had mentioned to me that he had thought about trying to get with this girl, but the problem was is that she wasn't gonna be sticking around forever. She was only staying in our town for school, and she's also asexual. Which, he said it wasn't a like the biggest deal, but like it kind of like did make a difference for him a little bit, which is, his right, So I jokingly suggested when this when however the subject came up that I'm like, yeah, honestly, I'd probably pay you to put boots on and step on me for a couple of hours. And I was not being serious. Like, I was not being serious. But when she gave a serious answer that made it seem like she'd be down to do that, I was like, oh, okay. I shut up for a minute. I waited for my roommate to go upstairs to change. I got her number and said, I'll text you about this if you are interested. We got dinner. I couldn't stop thinking about the opportunity that I had. I'm like, if she's okay with doing this, what else is she okay with doing? And so I text, we had to drop, she lives in a scholarship house. We dropped her off. I got home, I texted her right away, and I was like, you know, hey, you know, what's up? And if you're really serious about doing this for me, then I have some other things I'd like to run by you to see if you'd be okay with doing it for me. And she was like, oh, yeah, no, we'll see. So I ran by a list of stuff. I was like, would you be okay with calling me some names, maybe doing some like kink shaming, maybe doing some body shaming, things like that, like minor, like try to be mild about it. She was like, yeah, I don't think I have a problem with that. I asked her, I'm like, okay, are you okay with hitting me with a crop? And, you know, like hitting me pretty good until I tell you to stop. She's like, yeah, it's fine. How do you feel about like having me restrained in my bed and like hitting me while I'm blindfolded and stuff like that? She's like, yeah, yeah, that's cool. And so, you know, I just went over some basic stuff I wanted to try. And I told her, I'm like, look, we'll negotiate some other stuff that I might want, but I want to do that in person. So I invited her to a bar. We had a beer or two. And I asked her like about all the sexual stuff. Like, you know, I told her straight ahead, I'm like, no intercourse, like no sexual intercourse. I had already knew that she was asexual from my roommate. And I also wasn't really much into the idea about going all the way with someone I don't really know all that well. So, you know, I told her out the gate, I'm like, yeah, no sexual intercourse. And she was like, that's good. I don't think I'd do that no matter what. I'm like, all right, that's fine. But I asked her, like, how naked was she willing to be while she was doing this? Because I like the idea of having her be naked with just the boots on. Which, by the way, she doesn't really have, like, really, like, thigh highs or anything I'd really like. But, like, they're short enough, but they're, like, boot enough to be boots. Like, they'll be firm press on my chest. Anyway, so I asked her, I'm like, all right, because she admitted to having body image issues. And I'm like, I'm not going to ask you to get naked. You don't even have to get any clothes off at all. That's not even necessary. I will probably be naked, or at least in my underwear, but you don't have to be. And she's like, I could probably like strip down to my undergarments and like my bra, you know? And I'm like, okay. Like, we even negotiated, like, she was going to wear a black lacy set of stuff. She's like, yeah, I've got that kind of stuff. I'm like, oh, cool. So I asked her, I'm like, are you okay with giving me oral? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, are you okay with me coming in your mouth? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, all right. So, you know, I wasn't sure if I could push it that far, but I really wanted to see. So I'm like, all right, are you okay with me coming in your mouth and then you swapping it with me out of my mouth and, you know, snowballing? And she had to think about that one for a second, and she was like, yeah, yeah, that's probably fine. I don't think I'd have a problem with that. So it was a really cool time. We pretty much got everything mostly underway. Later, I did ask her how she would feel about, like, taking off the panties she was wearing and putting them in my mouth to gag me while I was being blindfolded. And she never actually gave me a straight answer on whether or not she'd be okay with doing that, now that I think about it. But whatevs. So later, we schedule a preliminary meetup to kind of test out some of this stuff, because some things of note. This girl has never dommed before, and I have actually never been in a submissive experience. The whole point of me even trying to get this going was the fact that I'd never done this before. She had been a sub before, but she had not dommed. And, you know, she's asexual, so it's not really the same, like, kind of formula when it comes to, like, doing it. So we were going to have a preliminary where we were testing out, like, pain limits and shit like that. So I had her over. I had her apply pressure to my chest, you know, to see, like, how much I could, was comfortable for me. I, you know, gave her some ideas about, like, names she could call me, stuff to say to me. I had completely forgotten about this collar I had, which, yeah, I have a collar. It's not really a human-made collar. It's, like, a dog collar. And I don't know, like, I realize there's human collars, but something about the aesthetic of wearing a collar that is actually made for a dog, to me, drives that point home. It makes it a little bit more immersive, I guess, if I wanted to do stuff like pet play. But I told her, I'm like, hey, you can put that collar on me and put that leash on me and drag me around the room. She's like, all right, you know. And we tested out the restraints, which worked fine. I had actually had to take a trip to an adult store to get all the stuff. So I got a crop with a feather tickler on the other side. I got a set of restraints. I got a blindfold. And I got some toys for myself. I got a set of plugs, and I got a prostate toy, which I haven't really used a lot of either way yet. I really need to rectify that. So we went over everything, and it went well, and I felt bold enough to ask her while we were doing the preliminary stuff. I'm like, I'm really turned on. Like, is there any chance that you could, like, I don't know, like, do the oral stuff with me just to see if you want to get comfortable doing that for me? And because I'm, like, really turned on and I kind of just want to get off right now. And she was like, nah, I'd rather just, like, save it for the thing. Which I respected, and I didn't get pissy about. So we went and got dinner after that. Chilled out. I picked up the tab, and I told her, I'm like, you can get the tab next time. You know, you're doing a big favor for me, and I wanted to show my gratitude. So, you know, we kept in correspondence, and we finally decided that we were going to do it December 10th. And the reason we were going to do it that day is because, one, my roommate, the one that actually, like, met her, he was going to be out of town. He was going up to New York, which I didn't pull that end earlier, but, like, that nothing came from him and her. Like, he was trying to get with her, but like, he kind of stayed with someone that he's been seeing in another state, and, like, just, she wasn't going to be sticking around because she's only going to stay here for school. She's leaving in May. So she and I agreed for December 10th, and everything seemed good. I was getting a little worried because, like, earlier in the week, she was like, yeah, I got sick. And, like, day before, she was like, yeah, I'm still kind of feeling, like, not that great. And but she's like, I think I'll still be good. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm like, I was hoping to not have the experience robbed for me. Anyway, so the day finally comes. I text her one more time, early afternoon, asking, hey, you know, is everything good? And she's like, yeah, everything's good for tonight, but I got to talk to you about something in person. And I'm immediately, like, annoyed, because I'm like, you can't say shit like that to me. Like, why don't you just either, like, shut up until I come to pick you up, or call me right then and there. Like, don't leave me in limbo with this whole, like, we gotta, you know, that whole stereotypical, like, we gotta talk majigger. Like, I was really anxious, and I was kind of pissed off. But I still went over there at the designated time to go pick her up. I told her I was waiting outside. And she got in the car and she was crying. And, you know, my immediate reaction, you know, is, you know, holy fuck, are you okay? Because, you know, I've gotten to know her a little bit, hanging out with her and corresponding about this whole experience. And she's really, really cool. You know, and she's like, you know, I wanted to talk about it in person. I'll explain. And I was like, are you okay? She's like, no. And I'm like, do you want to go get a beer, like somewhere, and just talk about this? And she's like, yeah. So I took her to the bar that we frequent, or the one that we've gone to together. And, so she ends up telling me that, she kind of hit ahead on struggling with her clinical depression that she's basically been struggling with since high school. And, she's like, I couldn't do what you wanted because of how beaten down I am. It would have been fake. I would have been robbing you of the experience you deserve. And, you know, I told her, I'm like, I appreciate that. And I appreciate that you told me. And so we sat there, like, kind of having a really emotional moment. 'Cause I'm really sensitive to, like, mental anguish like that, and like, because that kind of stuff can lend to you not having any self-worth, and that kind of thinking can lead you down a path to oblivion. And I straight up told her that, because I've never mentioned this in an audio before. I've tiptoed around it kind of, but someone I really cared about committed suicide like 4 years ago, and I get really sensitive when I feel like, to any extent, that someone has been down the path to oblivion. So we kind of had a moment where we were both crying in this bar, and it was like really cathartic. And we had, like, a really human moment. Like, I had realized very quickly that I didn't care that I'd missed out on my submissive experience, like, my submissive opportunity. What I was happy about was the fact that I had a human moment with this person who I respect, and that I wish so much did not have to struggle with having, like, no self-worth when they are such a wonderful person. And so we chilled out and we had some beers, and then we walked around and I took her back to her scholarship house, and we sat in the car and still kept talking for like a solid probably like 20 minutes maybe about our pasts. I've made reference to the fact that in another questionnaire that I did not have a very nice childhood in a lot of ways. And she kind of didn't either, for a lot of the same reasons. So we kind of like bonded over a lot of that. and you know, I told her, and you know, she's got finals coming up, and I was so sad that she was going through all this shit with all that on the horizon. And I let her go. I gave her a big hug, and I told her that I was happy that she was trying to help herself, because she didn't want to admit that she needed so much help. She thought she could just scrape by, and she finally got to a point of realizing she can't. And, you know, she's about to go finals and go back to where she lives for winter break and all that stuff, and I went back home. I looked at my bed. I saw the restraints still set up. I had everything ready. And I thought to myself, I'm like, this night did not turn out anything like what I was expecting, but it was still fantastic. I had a very human moment, and like, those are the moments I live for. It's what makes me feel alive. and maybe I'll get another opportunity with this girl before she goes home. Maybe not. It's not like I will never get this opportunity, you know. Somebody out there will entertain all this stuff for me. So yeah. Too long, didn't read. I was supposed to get dommed, but instead ended up crying at a bar with my friend that was supposed to dom me. So I hope you guys enjoyed listening. I know it's what time is it? It's like over 20 minutes long. This is pretty damn long, and I've definitely got more stuff that I can do that'll be pretty long. So for anybody that sat through this whole mess, thank you. And if you want to see more, let me know. And if you have any ideas about like some stuff you want to hear, let me know. I'm totally cool with taking requests. I only have nebulous ideas about what I want to do, so a little prodding from you guys is no prob. So anyway, until next time, guys, take it easy. Bye.